This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. You may have noticed this election season is missing something that we had a lot of 4 years ago. Independent groups with a major impact, putting out a lot of ads or much-noticed ads, like the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. That group played a prominent role in attacking Democratic candidate John Kerry in 2004. This time, outside groups didn't really catch on. NPR's Peter Overby has the story.
If these groups didn't score big headlines, it wasn't for lack of trying. Even yesterday, there was no let-up. Let's start at the National Press Club, sort of ground zero for Washington press conferences. Two groups were there with simultaneous conferences.
We see voter intimidation. We see a huge problem with these no-match, no-vote laws.
That was Steve Kest. He's executive director of ACORN, the community organizing group. It's fighting back against Republican accusations that it's stuffing the voter rolls with non-existent people. Kest was in one room announcing lawsuits and a new cable TV ad.
Tell John McCain, not this time. ACORN, voting is your right. Protecting it is our job.
The Association of Community.
Out the door and down the hall was the America Deserves Better PAC, unveiling what it called a final ad blitz to defeat Obama. This event was actually more of a campaign rally. The main speaker was Sacramento radio host Mark Williams.
We are the shining city on the hill. And there are those around Barack Obama who would like to extinguish those lights. We're not going to let that happen.
But the group's blitz turned out to be one new ad. Nobody could say if America Deserves Better has the money to put it on the air. Things deteriorated as Williams got into an argument with a woman who supported Obama. She walked out, and Williams called after her.
Excuse me, ma'am. I paid you the courtesy. You can pay me the courtesy, too, you very rude old lady.
And so it's gone with the independent voices in the presidential campaign. Accusations, a fair amount of name-calling, but not enough money. Some wealthy donors were put off by the complexity of campaign finance law. But mainly, the problem was here.
That sent the Dow Industrials into a breathtaking plunge. By the time the market
stocks
closed,
nosedived in their biggest sell-off in 21 years. People
history
on the street
making 777-point nosedive.
After that, wealthy donors didn't have so much wealth. Take American Issues Project. One donor gave nearly $3 million for this ad last August, linking Barack Obama with former militant Bill Ayers.
Why would Barack Obama be friends with someone who bombed the Capitol and is proud of it?
We were the first to broach the topic and push it.
Chris LaCivita from Swift Boat Veterans for Truth produced the ad for American Issues Project. He says they had more ideas for going after Obama. Unlike 4 years ago, they were stymied.
We started a conversation that a lot of people recognized had an impact. But if you don't have the resources to keep the conversation going, it kind of makes it hard.
And even if the money is there, this sort of attack ad may not work as well as it used to. A veteran of liberal groups, Tom Matzey, says these ads can't get a good media ride anymore thanks to internet-based fact-checking.
The Swift voters of the future are not going to be broad spectrum. They're going to be narrow cast, is my view.
That is, aimed at demographic niche groups where they might not draw so much scrutiny. Matzey says this year's success stories are low-profile state-level groups.
But before the campaigns themselves start spending money, it helps to have someone else out there stoking the fires to keep the issue debate in a good place.
So, months and months ago, Progress Now and its state affiliates started building grassroots networks, laying the groundwork for a Democratic campaign. Republicans don't have any counterpart to this. So far, that is. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
NPR and the Center for Investigative Reporting have tracked dozens of independent groups throughout the campaign. You can read more about it and see some of their ads at the Secret Money Project at npr.org.